Online Podcast 142. Hello, everyone.
Oh, Pookie.
Sorry. Ooh. I almost dragged my eye river down onto the flow. So, how is everyone doing? Happy Thursday, if you're listening to this on a Thursday. And happy other days, if you're listening to this not on a Thursday. So, if you haven't already heard, I should have probably... What am I going to say? No, I should have been having my liver biopsy being done to me right now, or actually done doing it. But some of you probably read it on my blog already. I received a call this afternoon, late afternoon. I don't even remember what time. It was like 3 o'clock-ish. I received a phone call from the hospital telling me that, you know, we have canceled your appointment for tomorrow's liver biopsy, and it is good news, but the detail you will be getting from the nurse for my hepatologist. And so it's all good news, no biopsy for me. And according to special delivery Mark, who has his own podcast at Special Delivery, Special Delivery Mark .lipson.com, something like that. Oops. Let me go show address. Oh yeah, Special Deli, not Mark though. Special Delivery .lipson.com. My cat is just meowing. Sorry, I just had Indian food. Lots to go through today, so I'm not gonna waste too much time. First, I want to thank those of you who wrote in, especially to, wish me luck for my liver biopsy. And thank you so much luck that I don't have to do it. Isn't that great? So that's a good thing. I don't have to do the liver biopsy, which means I don't have to suffer the pain unnecessarily, which is a good thing. I have no idea why yet, so you're going to have to come back later. I don't even know when my nurse, I think she's supposed to talk to me tomorrow. She's supposed to call me today, but she never did call, so maybe tomorrow she'll call me and let me know, and then I'll update you on Monday as to why I don't need that. And but for now, I don't need to do anything, which is a good thing. And of course, I want to mention names. Yuxian from Australia, she, quite a while back, when I posted the show, she actually sent me a very nice card wishing me luck for and asked me to rest lots, which I still do need because I'm still very tired right now. So I may not make sense, or I may just sound very foreign, like foreign. Oh, I am foreign. So, Yuxian, thank you very much for your message. And I want to continue saying thank you to those of you who wish me happy birthday. And I forgot to mention you. And, you know, I was just too much in my head, so I apologize. So now I want to make it back to Cedric. Cedric, my listener who has this French name because he was born in France. And he says, apa kabar, saya mau bilang happy birthday lah, which means I want to wish you a happy birthday and enjoy the day and hope a call into your little telechat, which you never did, Cedric. But thank you regardless. Thank you so much, Cedric, for the birthday wish. I still have maybe a couple of slices of the Boston cream cake upstairs in the refrigerator. And of course, I also want to say thank you to Troy from Malaysia. Oh, he's from Florida now, but he used to be from Malaysia. Thank you for the Christmas. Not Christmas, sorry. The birthday greetings. Thank you. And of course, I also responded to VJ from vjnet.blogspot.com, I believe. Yeah, vjnet.blogspot.com. Jesus. You know, I'm very tired, so I'm not going to do any show notes. I'm sorry. I'm just so tired. So this show, there'll be no show notes. So listen carefully or rewind, okay? I'm very full. Now, I don't know why I'm this full. Bruce and I went to file our tax. Okay, I'm going to talk about that too. We're going to file taxes. Taxes. Now, if you can help me, if you are a native English speaker, or if you are just good enough to be able to differentiate. Now, I'm not talking about hearing. I'm talking about hearing too. I can't really differentiate the sound of the plural of tax and the state taxes. Taxes. Is that tax? Taxes would be tax. Taxes. Taxes. You like that? Texas would be the state, and taxes is, can you hear? I could barely hear. I don't even know if I'm saying it right if I can't hear it myself, so I'm not sure. I just want to let you know that I can't hear the difference between taxes and taxes. I'm exaggerating it, Manko. I'm pulling my microphone again. So I can't really hear the difference. If you can, would you like give me a few pointers? Just let me know how to pronounce or differentiate the pronunciation from taxes, the state, to from taxes. Texas and taxes. Whatever the fuck it is. I don't care. I can't say it. So I can't say it. Please help me. Oh gosh, I need help so much. And while I have the website here, while I have this email up, I want to say that, did you guys remember the birthday song that Jason sent me? Now, Jason has a website. Oh yeah, here it is. Hope you remember that.
Can I remember correctly?
Jason.
It's somebody's birthday today.
The candles are lighted on somebody's day. And we're all invited for somebody. Happy birthday to you.
To me.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear me. Happy birthday to you. To me, sorry. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da-da.
So you remember. Thank you. So remember that, Jason, right? So Jason now has a website called the Musical Moments with Jason.com. And I'm sorry that I'm too lazy to do show notes. I may go back and edit if I have the time and the energy to do so. But it's www. And we don't use that anymore because you can, most of the website, you can actually go there. Musical Moments with Jason.com. Yes, you can get there without the W's. So you can get to see the website of Jason. How do you pronounce your last name, darling? Can you let me know? Please call in and let me know how do you pronounce your name. Your last name. How about just Jason C? Okay. So I've touched Vijay and Jason and Troy and Cedric. I have a list here. And I also want to say sorry to Vincent from Johor Bahru from Malaysia. I think I said Singapore because you're too close to Singapore. And I accidentally say Singapore because he's in Johor, which is the southern the southern state of Malaysia. How do you say the most southern state? Is that what you say? The most southern state or the southernmost state? The most southern state? I don't know. Please teach me. I'm helpless. Yeah, so either I would actually like this, okay? Can you actually call my comment line and actually leave a voice response for me? Comment line is 206-888-JOHN. 206-888-JOHN. Call my comment line and leave me a comment. How do you pronounce your last name? Or, you know, that's Jason's. How do you... Yeah. All those questions that I asked you earlier. You rewind. I don't rewind. Oh, what is the time now? Let me take a look. Oh, my goodness. 11 minutes. So... visit Jason's website at musicmomentswithjason.com. Oh shit, musicalmomentswithjason.com. And yeah, you all heard the birthday song, so did you enjoy it? Anyway, so going back to another issue that I need help with, and I thought I was doing so well. This is how pathetic and how lazy I am. You know, several weeks ago, well, month or two ago, I was talking about how I'm like 107 pounds or something like that, 103, 4, 5, 7, whatever the hell it is, heavy, fat, chunky, yeah, thick, ugh, fat. And so I was having my friend doing this exercise routine for me, right, my fitness guru, and... I said to me several files that I haven't had time to play because I was too overwhelmed with, you know, obviously taxes. How do you pronounce tax? Taxes. Whatchamacallit, and all those crap, right? So I'm busy, and therefore, because of the liver biopsy that I was supposed to be getting on Thursday, which is today, April 6th, and I don't have to get it now, right? But before I knew that, I didn't have to do the liver biopsy. My doctor, I was briefed by the nurses that I am not supposed to do any heavy activity, no exercise, and no lifting up heavy things. And so I chose this. Sorry, this is a gross, awful, tired show, so never mind. I just want to do it anyway because so many of you are so kind. And my nurses were briefing me and they said that, yeah, don't do exercise. I said, okay, good. So I was actually kind of happy that I actually started not doing my push-ups a few days after, or actually... maybe before I learned that I'm not supposed to do heavy activities. So this is how good I am a patient. I actually stopped doing my exercise before my actual biopsy. But how awful I am. Then tonight I went and had Indian food. We didn't even have a whole lot. It was just a tiny bit. And I got so freaking full. My stomach sticking out like I am 12-month pregnant, you know? And so my stomach sticking out as I was carrying my 21-pound bag. My bag is 21 pounds. The bag that I carry for the last several weeks because of my tax stuff was in there and all that stuff. And my computer, books, blah, 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 hoodie, hoodie, ha, hoodaha. Yeah, that's a new thing that I say, the hoodaha. And the hoodaha, the hoodaha, yeah. So my 21-pound bag was with me the whole time. So my arms are constantly tired. I guess I'm exercising, man, but not really because now bear in mind, I usually am naked when I weigh myself. I just don't want to take any chance. If I can, I'll cut my hair and pee and poop before I stand on the scale, right? And I obviously didn't get to do that, but I finished this big Indian meal and I came back and I wanted to weigh my bag and see how heavy it was. It was 21 pounds, like I said. And then I step on the scale with my jeans on and clothing and all that. I don't have a sweater, just a t-shirt. And then my hair is really long, so bear in mind. And I'm very full with Indian food. So I step on the scale with 198 pounds. Oh my God, I don't think I've ever gone over 200 pounds. I was close. So I am back to my heaviest weight. I'm not proud of that. I just hope that talking about it would get me back, get my big fat ass back into the exercise routine, which I will do now that I don't have to have the biopsy. So I'm going to go back to doing that. Can you imagine that 21 pound of my bag? And in fact, last night I drove a coworker home from work and he was like, oh my gosh, that's your bag. It's like, I don't know. It's like those European backpack people who travel the country with their backpack. It's so heavy. And I'll probably kill myself one day when the bag falls on me. So that's another thing that I need help. Please, somebody help me. And of course, while talking about that, right, I have already made plans with a couple of my friends tomorrow to go to the Malaysian restaurant, well, the Mexican restaurant who serve Malaysian food on Wednesday and Thursday, the Salsa's Mexican Grill. We are planning to go to that restaurant for food. More food! More eating while I'm just being fat and chunky. I'm moving my microphone here. Click, click, click. And so that's my live fat. And, you know, I just knew it. You know, remember I said fat to fab? The fab is going to be fat and bloated instead of fabulous. And I just knew it. I just knew that I'm going to blow it. What is the another thing that I was going to tell you that, oh, I forgot. But anyway, last week, I think the reason why I don't have to do the biopsy is because I have CT scan at the hospital last week. Now, of course, I didn't know that I actually have to get an IV to do a CT scan. So I was a little bit surprised. And if I'm not too tired, I may post that picture. Jesus Christ, help me. No, I'm too tired. So I'll probably do it another time. But I took a picture of me, my face, and my IV poking in my hand, in my arm. Not hand, on the arm, on the right, you know, behind the elbow. And so... I did that poking thing, and apparently the result from the CT scan must be good enough that I didn't have to do any liver biopsy, which is a good thing. Yay. Now, the only bad thing, and I did the only disappointment, or two things. The only two disappointments that I don't get to poke a hole on my side, on the side of my body, was that I now have to do my exercise. Shit. I have to do my exercise. I was like, oh, I'm going to have an excuse. And then I was asked to stay home for, well, the procedure was I was asked to stay home for one day. My procedure was done on Thursday, supposedly today, for the whole day because I have to be monitored in the hospital for 6 hours after the surgery or the biopsy. And so I didn't have to do that. So I now have to do exercise. But another thing that I was disappointed of was that I was really planning and looking forward to a good 6 hours of doing nothing but laying there, even though it hurts. But I was actually kind of looking forward to doing nothing. You know what? Should I take a week off of online podcasts? Would that be too much? I don't know. I'm a little, well, now that I'm done with my taxes, oh gosh, how do you pronounce that? I may be, okay, I'm going to say April 15 now, from now on, instead of taxes. Taxes. Yeah, like I hear the difference. I don't hear the difference. That's why I cannot reproduce a sound. You know, those Chinese ears, you can't hear the difference. Mm-hmm. I'm having that Chinese moment again. I'll find a time, like a vacation time or something. I actually do take those one whole week off. Maybe that would be okay. Now, I do realize, too, that my listenership has dropped quite significantly. I used to have about 300 to 350, 400 sometimes downloads per show, or averagely, because, you know, you can't really tell until in about a week's time, because people don't download it right away. Not all of you do. I wish all of you do. And that's down to like maybe about 200 something on a good day. It used to be on a good day, it would be like 400. On a good day now, it's 250, 230 some ish. And then on a regular day, it's under 200. I have no complaints really, but I just was wondering why. And I know one of the other podcasters talked to me about that before. I'm very tired. I'm rambling. Another podcaster talked to me about it, and I forgot what it's MacBoy X. Oh, I forgot what to change your name. It used to be Oh My Pod. Is it still OhMyPod.net maybe? We talk about it, and he was concerned about the you know, a sudden drop of, hey, that was my cat, a sudden drop of listeners. And here you go, it's happening to me, and it happens every once in a while, actually. But what I want you to do is, I am still, well, not until recently that I have really a concrete idea of who should listen to my show. Really, anybody who's curious can listen to the show. But I think my more specific target audience would eventually going to be listeners from the Asian countries, or here, it doesn't matter, but who are having doubts or just wonder how it would be to be, you know, an Asian, especially, my cat is meowing. Do you want to come in? You want to come in, boy? I'm going to open the door. You want to come in, buddy? Oh, hi, good buddy. Your daddy's doing a show, baby. Oh, shit. Sorry, I just banged on the mic. Yes, come up. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. Hi, buddy. Oh, he's touching me. He's so cute. Cutie pie. And so I was wondering, oh no, yeah, so a huge drop of number of listeners. So I wonder if you guys can help me promote. Oh yeah, I was talking about who the target audience is. Really is for the gay community, specifically, if, as long as you can relate to me, or anybody who's a minority, gay specifically, since I am gay. And who grew up in Malaysia, not just specifically Malaysia, but in Asian countries, or specifically Asian countries, but it could be anywhere, who are not, you know, confident being themselves or feel like it's something wrong being gay. That is the target audience. Those are the people. And especially, you know, I have listeners who are writing to me from Asia who are not young. I mean, they're in their late 20s or early 30s, who are still struggling with their sexual identity because sexual orientation in Malaysia. Well, I don't have any friends who are transgendered. Actually, talking about that, I was listening to the Tranny Rack. Yes, Tranny Rack. I love that show. She's so funny. And I'm going to have her on again. I know it's been a crazy time. So hopefully coming soon in the month of April, I'll be able to schedule another time with Tranny, Rebecca, and talk about topics, stuff like that regarding an individual who is seeking to get surgery in Thailand. So it's going to be interesting. I'd like to hear her story, and I'd like to share it with you. So, oh my gosh, the stories. Oh my goodness, I have so many things. Did you guys know that the mischievous boys, those cutie mischievous boys, are breaking up? Oh, not are breaking up. They have already, you know, it's no longer. Are there any mischievous boys? They stopped producing the videos. At least that is what it says on the website. So they've stopped producing their videos and probably too busy, I can imagine that. And they so officially call it off. And my cat just brought me a mouse. You want to say hi, buddy? Oh, I have too many things though. You're so cute. Okay. Am I scared or what? I feel like my whole head of stuff that I want to talk about, that I want to address, and now it's already 25 minutes. God damn it. Oops. I just, I don't freaking care. I'm so tired. So, also, thank you, Special Delivery Mark, for sharing his comment saying that that's great news that I don't have to do the biopsy. And he said that he actually, that's why I don't let the cat in. He's such a big mess. And that's why he had that liver biopsy too, and it's no fun and it hurts, and he had to lay flat on the side for several hours, which I was actually kind of hoping or looking forward to doing that. And yeah, so anyway, no problem. Special Delivery Mark, you can catch up anytime. But I just need you to maybe help me spread the words. That's how I did it on my other podcast, PenangHokkien.com, and the PenangHokkien.com listenership is growing so rapidly. In fact, it's exceeding the numbers, are exceeding the number of online podcasts. So maybe I should do some promo. Maybe I should cut some promo. Maybe some of you out there with a little bit more time than I do should cut a promo for me that I can actually use and send out to people. I haven't done any promo. But I really want, and I really am hoping and waiting for the Malaysian podcasting scene to really come up and shine. Which, by the way, we're working on this thing called CRN.net. It's already up. The temporary site is up, but I'm in touch with this other person who's going to do all those PHP crap stuff for us, and so it's still not on there. It's pretty much going to be it is pretty much going to be a directory for Malaysian podcasters, and so I don't know, help me spread the words. Maybe if you're a student, maybe you can print. Oh my god, let me do this. I will. Well, first of all, I need to know how many people are there in the situation where they can actually put some flyers up. I am going to do this. Jesus, I always have ideas and I don't have time to execute it. Boy! I am going to make flyers and I'm going to distribute it via my website. So you can go to my website, click and download and print it. Or I can actually even do an attachment post in, not attachment, what do you call it? Those enclosure in this feed, this show. And actually you can use that to maybe stick it up, post it on any bulletin board that you have access to. Now, of course, it's going to be probably somewhat related to, I'm going to talk about, you know, one of the issues that I'll be talking about is being Malaysian and being different, being gay and all that. So if you think that if there's any location or places that you think that other people might be interested in that sort of topic issues, perhaps you can use those flyer and print it out and then post it on the post bulletin board, perhaps like at your Y or your school. In your college. So maybe you can help me do some promotion. Oh, and I want to say thank you to Norman for purchasing the podcastersunite.com t-shirt. Well, no, join the Podcast Revolution t-shirt at podcastersunite.com. Thank you, Norman. And you should be, I just checked with my brother. My brother sent it out today. And hopefully you'll be getting the t-shirt. If not by this Friday or Saturday, definitely next week, beginning of next week. So thank you so much for purchasing the t-shirt. And maybe I should stop rambling. I'm so freaking tired. You don't have no idea. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe I do sound like I'm tired. Oh no! I have one other thing though Gee, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait because if I wait, then I forget and then I won't be able to do anything anymore in the future. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Just listen to this.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
That just made me so happy. I don't know where it came from. Somebody, a friend of mine, actually forwarded that audio clip to me. It's called Mental Health Hotline. And it's so funny. I'm sure they wouldn't mind me sharing that because that's what they do, right? They just want you to play it and email that to people. So I just thought that was funny. I don't know where it came from, though. If you have any idea, let me know so that I can credit the person appropriately. Fuck it. I'm not going to do any show notes today because I'm running out of time and I'm too tired and I'm sleepy and it's already 31 minutes. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to my show. And but especially for those of you who wrote in and wish me luck and send in all your love. And all those my real friends, you know, Jeff, Kenny, John, Mike at work, and Shauna, and Lisa, too. Thank you so much for your love. And Richard, Michelle, and Aaron, and all those people. It's nice people. Anyway, thank you so much. And don't forget to smile. Ta-ta. Bye. 낭이 빛